¿Cómo estás, amigo?
How you doing today, Mr. Mass?
I'm a little tipsy right now. I'm sleepy, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Steph Curry isn't giving us any excitement
Ain't nothing to do with what I just said. Like,
right
are you bypass
now.
that? Is this a PG podcast?
No, not at all, man. Not at
Oh, I
all.
apologize. So, ladies and gentlemen, 5:50 in the fourth quarter. LeBron's currently in the post with Steph Curry and just turned over the ball. Steph is definitely not giving us nothing today. But I mean, Steph is
okay. LeBron turned it over. Don't worry about it.
Steph is bound to disappear. KD is in his. What I'm scared is that KD is also getting his ISO game. I'm scared that KD will fall in love with this. You know what I mean? Like, he definitely needs to this game because he's the only one that's showing up. So this game, he can play all the ISO ball he want because Steph and Klay is just nowhere to be found. But he can't fall in love with that because the way they succeed is they move that ball. It's just, you know, Steph and Klay are primed for big time shots though. So you still can't just take it out their hands. Oh, Steph dancing now. Good strip, JR.
Good oh my strip. God. Oh my God.
And he oh, I was about to say, and he knocked it down. But so it's good for KD to go ISO. So we got high screen and roll, no communication from the Warriors. Still great recovery defense for Klay. Tristan Thompson bum tail in the middle of the lane. Oh, ref, that's a bailout call. That's a bailout call. We got to let that go. And it's probably on Draymond, isn't it? It's because it was Draymond.
No!
It's because it was Draymond.
I hate that my TV slow, but that's some bullshit.
So also, we had this discussion earlier. I love the Rodney Hood playing a significant amount of minutes. I remember, I think I watched Jalen Rose talk about it earlier.
It's a foul.
It's not a foul because LeBron can't get to... LeBron shouldn't get to extend his arm or stick his arm into your body
all
frame.
The time. I hate
and then
shit.
You and then you get called for the foul when you like that's not can we all admit that LeBron is the master at like not extending the arm but extending it, you know what I mean?
Me throwing like he, that motherfucker you talking about.
Like he's the master at giving that little shove. And you can't do nothing about that. Yeah, it's subtle.
Solid.
It's so subtle because he doesn't
it's
extend. Yeah. But that solid forearm in your stomach or in your chest, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Like you ain't getting around it. Ain't no, you take it.
And you went on some bad ends.
And you ain't absorbing it.
Shit in one motion.
Yeah, and one more. It's smooth. It's smooth as fuck. But if I'm a ref though, like I'm not a ref. If I'm a defender. How the heck am I supposed to defend him?
Crazy.
Yeah, like how am I supposed to? You, now KD is on another level, right now. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like he can.
Oh my God.
He can live in this ISO ball right now because, I mean, honestly,
hey, listen,
nobody
hey,
else
listen.
Is giving him.
All you need him to do is get you one. Steph gave you one. Who gave you the first one?
Klay Klay. Was it Klay Klay? That's a great kick. JR on today. Oh, I spoke.
Nah,
I spoke
that was a team. Nah, that was a team. That was a team W. The first one was a team W.
They all team W's, right? It's 5,000.
Hey, Steph Curry
they
is
really,
rebounding. He playing shitty. He playing off shitty offensively, but he's rebounding his ass.
Oh man, what I'm tripping on is they're not even. They're really not even running offense anymore. It's just high screen and roll KD. Braun in that bag? No.
Oh nah. He got a feeling right now. Ain't no point.
Yeah, that's out of bounds. You try to save it there. Definitely out of bounds. Damn, they needed that ball though, because that's a dagger possession. Swing the ball twice, tray ball, corner pocket. That's a dagger possession. They needed that possession. I know, but I felt it in my soul. That swing the ball twice, dagger corner from Steph or Klay. That was that dagger possession, man. They didn't get the stop they needed. Pat Summitt said, "What'd she say, Pat Summitt?" Defense wins games. Defense wins games. Rebounding wins championships.
What I say? Under 100, they got a chance.
Who, the Cavs?
I called it. Yeah, I said on 100 they had a chance. I called it.
You know, in all honesty, the Cavs have played out their minds today. Well, not enough to say out their minds. They've made way more shots than they normally make.
No. You said it exactly right. You had Tristan Thompson do an up and under. What are you talking about? They're playing out of their minds out here. What are you talking about? They're playing out of their minds.
When he did the up and under, I definitely was like, what bag was that pulled out of? Kyrie left the team a year ago.
That Jabari bag. That was that Jabari bag.
Jabari forever.
That's that Jabari bag. Sorry, fella. Sorry, followers. Jabari is one of our great I ain't call him a companion. One of our great competitors.
He's not a great competitor. He loses nonstop. You got to.
He competes, you know. Monte was a loser.
First of all, no disrespect, Monte. Monte was a certified bucket. Everybody forgets about Monte on the Warriors. Don't know the Monte Ellis averaging 25 out there, certified bucket.
And he was losing. What are you talking about?
He was losing, but he was certified. Don't disrespect my nigga Monte.
Okay, man. Just like going Drogic and Eric Bledsoe and your boy I can't call him Baby Bean yet.
Baby Bean. Don't disrespect my nigga. Baby Booker. Bean. Baby Bean.
I can't call him Baby Bean.
And you heard what he said. This will be his last year missing the playoffs. Baby Bean is going for it next year.
Yeah. Okay. You better get DeMarcus over there. You better say,
Baby
fuck
Bean.
And get DeMarcus.
No, but I don't know. DeMarcus is another story. I feel so bad for him because it's just the injury at the worst time.
He getting
the max for like 2 years though. Nobody giving him that 5 year, 4 year max. They gonna stiff him. No,
that's
he want that. You want,
hey, listen,
bro. You
listen,
want that
listen,
security.
Listen,
you want that 4 year,
me.
5 year.
He did not
max.
Want 5 years with New Orleans, bro. He did not want that, bro. Take two, play that KD, and LeBron game. Take two, get healthy, and then come right back and re up.
I hear you talking, bro.
Take two, get healthy, and re-up one more time.
They're gonna have to win a lot of games to show something tremendously for him to come back and ask
DeMarcus.
For $200. Because the problem is DeMarcus is going to fall into what Chris Paul is going to fall into this summer. Nigga, you 32, 33. You want
DeMarcus
us to be
ain't
paying
no
you.
None of that. What are you talking about?
DeMarcus, what is DeMarcus, 28?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
That's
Boy, you have shit.
I guess, but still. You still
he
gonna fall?
He's
but
in the
no, no, we, no, 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 no. We fell into this LeBron James love that we forget that at 33, 34, you old and your production is way down.
That's why I just said he do two, and then he go re up.
Yeah, but that's
about?
My point. He do two. He
got 5 years at 32.
That's
because
Memphis is stupid out there, and they ain't got nothing else. They ain't have nothing else. They ain't have nothing else. Memphis ain't have nothing else. And it might have been during the time where the contracts was just sweet.
I do agree.
Contracts was just sweet during that time. I love K-Love in the post,
I agree. That's not what
we're talking
about.
I love K-Love in the post.
What I said is DeMarcus could take a two-year contract now and then go turn around and re-up when he turned 30.
I hear you. But when he's 30, if I'm New Orleans – am I paying you 45 when you 34?
He ain't
got
to play with New Orleans in 2 years. In 2 years, he go to Washington. Be able to be up.
In Washington, am I paying you 35 when you 35?
Man, you giving him the max. You giving him the
I'm
max.
I'm paying you 35 when you 35?
You giving him the max.
You ain't Braun. I don't know if I'm doing all of that.
He getting 3 years, 90. He getting 30. Not 35, he getting 30. 3 years, 90.
That's not max then. Right? I thought 35 was max. I thought it was 45 for the team that you won and 35 for the team that you would go to.
He take that hit cut to go get a championship.
All right, high screen and roll.
Oh my
wrong.
God.
Switch. Yeah. I love K Love back in the post
that
again.
Was tough as hell.
Love K Love back. Oh my God, Iggy. Oh my God. That's why they need you, Iggy. They needed Steph. There goes that dagger.
Oh, my God, the strip. The strip.
There goes that dagger. Your TV's so slow. Well, that's not the dagger, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize. That's not the dagger. Because they still got a LeBron and one. Yeah, they still got a LeBron and one on Steph.
Yeah, that's too early.
Oh, I'm surprised no call. That should have been a call. Oh, travel. Close out. I love his Steph. Way to fight. Keep fighting, boys. Great shot, Bron. They scrapped on that possession, though. They tried all they could. They scrapped on that possession. I got to review that possession because somebody was just standing around while Clay and Curry was running around like a chicken with their head cuts on.
You know who it was.
KD. Oh, my God, Iggy.
Yeah.
He said that knee feeling good. He said the knee okay. I can't wait for you to see it.
Everybody dunk on Tristan. What are you talking about? Everybody dunk on Tristan.
Well, he got a challenge it. Attack. So, Braun attack. K-Love got his feel in the paint, so he should be a good catch and shoot right now. KD, you can't. Somebody got to help. Oh, Draymond did. Okay. We live with that bummy shit. Yep. Live with that bum Tristan Thompson hook. Live with that any day.
Smoke.
The dagger's coming now. Dagger's coming now. Who's it coming from? Clay or Steph? Clay or Steph is the dagger coming from?
Clay, you know that. It always go to Clay. It's either Clay or
KD is the dagger.
KD get to a spot.
Yeah. KD was the dagger.
KD get to a spot. You know what it is.
Same spot game 3 last year. That really was. Nah,
look
last
at
year.
His face, though.
Last year he dribbled up in LeBron's face, though. Last year he looked LeBron in his eye, man to man, and told him step up. That's from 30. That's from 32. 30, 35. You JR. Oh, I mean, sick. You JR. I don't know what more I could do. If you JR, I don't know what more I could do.
Cold blooded.
You got to switch out early.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, for you guys who don't know, Kevin Durant is no longer the Durantula. He is now called the Grim Reaper.
Is that a nickname you gave him?
Scoring machine.
He was always a 7-foot scoring machine. Is that a nickname you just gave him?
No. But it's at a crazy clip now.
I don't want to hear none of that. Because while you got four other all-stars around you, I don't want to hear none of that. Just like last year. Last year, he was a closer. He went at Braun's neck last year as a closer. Went at his neck. I mean, looking Braun in his eyes while pulling up in his face. But that shit all sweet when you got three other all-stars with you.
He above that. He above everything you talking about right now.
No, he not.
That's why he the Grim Reaper.
No, he
right
not.
Now, he out here taking souls.
And I'm telling you, it's sweet. Were you taking souls 2 years ago when you were up 3-1 on the Warriors?
Last year.
Could you take a soul when you were up 3-1 on the Warriors 2 years ago? Nah?
He couldn't do it with Russ.
It was Russ then,
Russ won't let him do it,
because Russ didn't let him take 12 shots in the fourth quarter and let him go 3 for 12. Damn, Draymond just pushed Bron all type of crazy.
Yeah, fuck with Bron. Fuck you talking about.
Bang, bang. That was easy, like. Who's KD on in the corner again? K-Love. I guess you can't give up the 3. Can't overhelp. Jab and try to get back. He didn't even try to jab and get back. High screen and roll again. Oh, click. Steph. Bang. That's just great offense. Draymond Green. If this series goes anywhere beyond 4 games, Draymond Green will be suspended for a game.
No, it's over with tonight.
If it goes beyond 4. Oh my God! That's the second crazy dime from Curry. Did you see the one in the first quarter? He did the same. It was the same kind of pass off the screen and roll, threw it right over the top of Tristan. Who was it? It was for Sean Livingston or Iggy. It's for Iggy, down on the opposite block. He came off screen and roll on the right wing, and threw a dime to the left block over the top of Tristan Thompson. For an easy dunk.
Man,
that was crazy.
Man, he been diamond this whole playoff series. What are you talking about? He has,
but that dime was crazy. That's going across court.
When he supposed to go Baltimore Rodney Hood for the and one. He dimed Jordan Bell for that jump. He dimed and shot that man.
I know.
Stupid
but that
two-hand touch.
I know, but that dunk was crazy to me because that was opposite side of the court over the top of a 6'10 defender for a dime, like off a screen and roll, one hand, dime.
Yeah, but I feel like his dime off the bounce way better than his regular dime, though.
Because he practiced that during warm-up, though. That dime off the bounce.
Like off the bounce dime, crazy. Mm-hmm. Off the bounce dime, crazy.
He practiced, that's part of his warm-up. Off the bounce dime.
Hey, he like Drew Brees. He like Drew Brees all the time, bro.
Not Drew Brizzy.
He like Drew Brees.
Hey, JJ. Oh, I have faith in you, JR.
That's your problem. Y'all have believing in bombs.
Rodney Hood needs to. Where's Rodney Hood? Rodney Hood's in the game. See, they need. I like them playing Rodney Hood more, but Rodney Hood needs to be more involved in action. Like, what people don't see, ladies and gentlemen, what you don't seem to understand sometimes is that it is amazing to play with LeBron if you're a spot up shooter. If you're catch and shoot, spot up kind of guy. Or you have that ability, then it becomes great to play with LeBron. Then he's amazing at finding his guys and getting his guys involved. Yes. But when you kind of need the ball in your hands or kind of need to get your, yeah, like you kind of need to get your own action.
You got to take a few dribbles.
Yeah, you got to take a few, or just get your own action going. It's hard. It's hard to play with LeBron off that.
No.
Rodney Hood was a proven scorer in the NBA. Yeah, Rodney Hood is a proven scorer in the NBA. He's been a proven scorer. How does he go from being a proven scorer in the NBA to can't touch the floor? Like that's having to adjust to playing with LeBron.
And then he come out of game three and give you what did he give you 16 tonight?
I don't even know. I haven't looked at the stats, but I don't think he
got a dub.
Yet. I don't know if it was that much, but
I'm gonna go with 16.
Even if he didn't give you 16, you see the flashes of stuff he can do on his own. Like that's why he needs to be involved with more action. We talk about this whole like, oh, LeBron has no help. Let's stop with that nonsense. Kevin Love averaged 26-12. He's one of the only player, six guys in NBA history. To average 26-12. Six people in NBA history have done it, and Kevin Love is one of them. Like, you gotta, why can't he get, because on this team, he's turned into a glorified spot-up
shooter.
Fuck
all that. Fuck about his career. I think every game this series, he's 20-10. Book it.
Yeah. They're gonna get swept.
So again, he ain't got no help. Is he gonna believe in the help?
It's not even that. It's not even he's gonna believe in it. It's honestly him and Tyronn Lue gonna allow his help to be in the positions that they need, that they thrive in. Like, is Rodney Hood gonna be put in positions that he's great at, or is Rodney Hood just gonna be a spot up shooter on the floor? You know what I mean?
Is Kevin Love gonna continuously be put?
I know that's what I'm saying. It's more than that. Is Kevin Love going to be continuously put in the position? Oh, my man Quinn didn't even dress out today. That's wild disrespect. Shout out to Quinn. He a Blue Devil. Blue Devil Nation. We going for that chip this year.
We'll talk about that in our later podcast. But, Katie, ladies and gentlemen, KD went for 43. He was in his MJ bag tonight.
So smooth, too. It was smooth 43.
It's smooth. It's really.
He looked like he broke a sweat. 15 for 23. He didn't break a sweat. Smooth 43. Like that felt like a Wilt Chamberlain game. Like just smooth 50-25. Don't even feel like it.
He had 43-13-6. If LeBron had 14-13-6, nigga, we'd be going fucking ballistic. It's 43. 13-6 was so fucking relaxed.
Steph was 1-10. Clay 2-5. Clay,
yeah.
2-5 for me. For Clay, he need to get more up. Fuck it. Clay need to shoot 10 if he 2-5. Then he just need to get more up. He had two or three in a row with him. He ain't take them.
Clay just, I don't know. I guess what people love and hate about Clay is him 100 shots.
You can tell when he started hunting. But I think – I don't think tonight it was about hunting. I think he missed a few, didn't seem like he was on. And then Steph kind of – what I noticed from KD, in all honesty, KD takes his beat from Steph in a sense of if Steph's not cooking, KD starts trying to play his little – he starts playing his iso ball.
God damn, that was you know a great I mean? Fucking strip.
Yeah, it was a great strip.
Did you see the strip? Oh, yeah, my yeah. God. It was great the first time, but the slow-mo was even better.
Mm-hmm.
But, need that.
But you know what I mean? If Steph isn't on, KD starts getting into his iso mode. You know what I mean? Because I think he takes his beat from like, is my boy gonna show up tonight? No? All right then, I got it. You know what I mean? Because it's kind of like his OKC mentality a little bit. Now tonight, barring tonight, they needed it because Klay didn't show up either. With him. Nobody else showed up really with him, except for some role players, some JaVale McGee's and stuff,
tripping,
and Jordan Bell's.
Draymond
did what Draymond do. Draymond played. He played his role. He was a playmaker.
Say,
he was a
fearless. Him tonight. Draymond.
No. I mean, like nobody.
They lose. If Draymond foul out or get put out of this game, JaVale McGee don't get half them finishes. Jordan Bell only gets.
Yeah, I know because
like,
Draymond
was a big ass. I know
that, but I mean. From
No, don't know it. Give my man fucking credit.
I always give him like credit. Don't disrespect. Don't disrespect. Because I'm
no.
Don't act don't like that. Don't disrespect. Because I'm a Draymond kind of God, player. Damn. So I respect Draymond tremendously. Because Draymond definitely is. I don't even think Draymond overlooked. I think at this point everybody respect and understand. Draymond.
That's what I'm saying. Give him the praise.
I'm giving him the praise too. But I'm saying, look at the stat line.
You not getting it, Draymond.
But I'm saying,
listen to me.
Saying,
I know you
want
to talk about Draymond because you start talking about JaVale McGee. Like, come on, man.
First of all, don't disrespect my nigga. Don't disrespect my nigga JaVale. Yeah. Finally, JaVale started.
JaVale,
how many times JaVale did not tell you? How many times JaVale? You know what? You know what's so crazy though? Finally, JaVale started. But you know what? I think. Steve Kerr did this last year too, where he waited and then started JaVale. I don't know if it's to give a different look last minute. You know what I mean? I don't know if he does that to give a different look last minute or something like that, but he kind of waits to play JaVale, you know, give JaVale a good amount of minutes. He does that often. He did it last year too, where he waited and then played JaVale. And I don't know if it's to give it a different tempo
I love what he did with Iggy. I'm cutting you off right now because I'm piggybacking what you're talking about. Like,
go ahead.
But I love what he did with Iggy too because I feel like Iggy could have played game two, but it was no need to rush him because he didn't want to give Ty Lue and them 2 days to adjust to it going back home. You get what I'm saying?
Got you.
Like he's real meticulous and he's really playing chess out there, man. I'm trying to tell you with his lineups. He really played chess with these lineups, man.
I was about to say crazy? Have the luxury to do so is outstanding. To have the luxury to play chips, play that. You can start JaVale, you can start a Looney. He can next game start a Zaza. And be all right. You know what I mean? He can.
That's the baddest. Looney didn't even play the
game. I know. He didn't. That's what I'm saying. Like, to give him a different. It's crazy that he really has this kind of luxury. Next week, he can start freaking Sean Livingston in that icky spot.
Next week. Mission over with Friday.
Oh, yeah, Friday. I'm sorry.
Mission over with Friday.
That's crazy. Is it okay for LeBron to get swept again?
I told you, this. He should have lost. He should have lost in Boston.
Is it okay for him to get swept again? Like,
no, you can't get swept. AI didn't get swept, so no, you can't get swept.
AI didn't get swept. That's facts.
AI didn't get swept.
AI definitely put up 41.
AI stole on the road. That's when the AI even went.
Yeah.
Stole on the road.
Definitely did.
So you can't get swept. I don't give a fuck if you guys score 70. You can't get swept. Nigga, losing five, and I can respect you losing five.
Yeah, I can respect you losing
swept,
five. Man. I can respect you because
you get swept. You get swept. That's you gave up.
I definitely gave him. I gave him one game because of Bron. I said Bron could get one. He got to be able to get one. But you know what's the messed up part?
Is it bad for me to say? Is it bad for me to say LeBron didn't take this game?
He didn't what?
This was LeBron game right here.
No. See, my thing. That's what I was just about to say before you cut me off. I was just about to say, I think the one that LeBron was supposed to get was game one. Like, that's it now. Like, the one he was supposed to get was game one. He didn't get that game. So, that's it for
him. I agree.
Like, but also,
we all knew that his teammates was coming to ride out with him tonight. So, why didn't he impose his will?
He had a triple-double. He had 33, 10, and 11. He definitely didn't impose his will. He definitely didn't impose as well the last 2 minutes of this game. Because as you see, the Warriors are willing to give you that screen, that switch with Steph Curry. Fully willing. They haven't adjusted. I mean, they haven't changed their defensive scheme at all. They're just, we're switching.
Hey,
we're switching and we're leaving Steph on you.
Sir.
And he definitely didn't impose
his will. Let me stop you because everything you're saying is the same thing he did in game. And he didn't let them off the hook. That's
what I'm saying.
That's why they were
I'm agreeing with you that let them off the hook tonight. He definitely let them off the hook. He definitely didn't attack down the stretch of that game. Just like in game one. P.S., ladies and gentlemen. Just like in game one. Everybody's mad at J.R. Smith. Everybody's mad at George Hill. Nobody remembers that LeBron James had Steph Curry switched onto him and gives the ball up to George Hill in the focal point of a game.
Yeah,
for him to get fouled and go to the free, and the focal point of the game. And this is not. This is after he attacked Steph Curry the last two possessions and scores. I'm telling the people out there who's screaming about JR and screaming about George Hill missing a free throw, and screaming about the refs missing the Draymond Green or whatever you want to talk about, and not pay attention to the point that LeBron had Steph Curry on him. After he scored on him twice already down the stretch of a game and gives up the ball to George Hill in the crucial moment of a game for George Hill to be the one to get fouled and go to the free throw line.
Okay, Noah. And then also, let me be devil's advocate. You know, I want everybody to know I do hate LeBron as a basketball player. I love him as a black man.
You gotta give them the Stephen A. He's a great business owner. He's a great husband. He's a great father. He's
a man outside of the basketball court. But once he stepped inside that basketball court, he's the most hated player I think I ever disliked. But I have to tell you, the fans and his supporters are going to tell you that was the right basketball play. At the end of the day,
but I'm tired of hearing that though. How many times? Tired of hearing that. How many times are we going to lose on the right basketball play? And I did air quotes, ladies and gentlemen. How many times are we going to lose on the right basketball play with air quotes around it? How many times are we going to do it? When are we going to finally, when are we going to get that savage? Like, when are we going to get that Kobe or that Jordan mentality where no longer I'm going to just call it the right basketball play and take my loss and then go to the locker room?
You want some?
No, take that loss on your chin. Don't take that loss on JR's chin. Don't take that loss on George Hill's chin. Take that loss on your chin. Attack the basket. You
also
get fouled. You go to the free throw line. Take that loss on your chin.
I want you to know everything he's saying, I've been saying about him his whole career.
Everybody. I mean, I've been saying about it. No, I can't say everybody. But I've been saying about it his whole career, too. This is one of the things that separates him from Jordan, why he can't be the greatest ever over Jordan.
I agree. I love it, Chauncey. But Chauncey just said it.
I ain't hearing.
He said,
which means
he said, yeah, he had a triple double and he had 30, but you. That's the same thing I feel because your teammates gave you what they had.
Ladies and gentlemen, he had 33 on 28 shots too. It wasn't like he had this.
He definitely jacking that shit up.
He wasn't like,
definitely jacking that shit up.
It wasn't like he had an efficient LeBron James normal 33. He had 33 on 28 shots. But and still somehow wasn't aggressive enough. How did you take 28 shots at 33 and still wasn't aggressive? This is the example of what people we try to tell people all the time. Me and you say it all the time how numbers lie to you. How like we
all the time
numbers lie to you because numbers will tell you that someone had this immaculate game and they did not. Like, my best example I can explain to people, because people physically saw it, was game five for the Houston and Golden State game, where CP outplayed Curry tremendously. But if you look at the stat line, Curry had 26 and 6 or something like that in the game. And CP had 20, and he was like 9 for 18 or something like that. 9 for 20 or something. He didn't shoot a great percentage.
He was jacking that bitch.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah. He didn't shoot a great percentage. He didn't score more than Steph Curry. But guess what? He had a way better game than Steph Curry. Yeah, because you felt it. You felt the shot he hit in Steph Curry.
You felt that whole
from that shimmy, that whole right? 20. Yeah, yeah. You felt it. It was a different. Steph Curry had 26, but you don't even know he had 26 that game. If you watch the game, you don't even feel it, because you felt that. When I remember going to the box score at the end of that game, thinking Chris Paul had like 26, 27. When I saw 20, I was like, what? What the heck? He only scored 20.
He wouldn't get off for real.
But it felt that feeling. LeBron didn't have that impact tonight that he was supposed to. Yes, he had 33. Yes, he had 10. Yes, he had a triple-double. Yes. But he didn't have the impact that he was supposed to have. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. And we can't no longer say he's trying to get his teammates involved. We can't no longer say he's trying to make the right basketball play. At some point,
yeah,
we,
the was at
let
home.
This, yeah, Rodney like Hood, some point, Rock, played well.
The minutes you gave Rodney Hood, he gave it to you. Mm-hmm. Rodney Hood was out there defending.
Gerald Smith made a few shots tonight. I'm not gonna say he played great, but he made a few shots. Made a few shots tonight. Mike, you just
George Hill gave you something tonight.
Gotta feel it, man. You gotta feel it out for you to win a game. I mean, I don't expect you to win the series, LeBron. I don't.
Oh, no.
I don't. If you win this series, I no longer can have a conversation about who's the greatest ever if you can beat this team. I don't think I can have that conversation anymore. Especially being down 0-3 now.
No, I told you should have retired.
He's not retiring. He's coming to LA next year, baby.
There's no reason to chase this team. There's not enough stars in this league that want to beat this team, that fully wants to commit to beat this team.
No, it's not, I don't think that there's not enough stars. I don't think there's enough salary cap space. There's not an owner that's willing to pay the $1 billion in salary and luxury tax, except for the Warriors owner. And the Warriors owner, saying, I think the Warriors owner.
But that's what I'm saying.
But
though,
the Warriors owner also caught KD at the right time. That time when the salary cap jumped and that expense, like he just the dominoes fell perfectly for that.
The viewers, they have to understand that after they caught him, KD understood what it took to win, and he sacrificed.
Honestly, all Houston has to do is get rid of this Ryan Anderson contract. Now that's way easier said than done. I don't know if they got to give up their draft picks for the next 10 years, but you got to get rid of this Ryan. If you can get rid of this Ryan Anderson contract, you can get Bron Bron easily, and shit is sweet. Sweet. You're going to get the Warriors. You trying to go get him after that.
You think so?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think that works. I don't know how that works at all. I really don't know how that works. But then again, I didn't know how CP and James. Shout out to CP for making that work this year.
Why not, Noah? We've seen 2 point guards run the league though.
But that was a two extremely ball dominant guys to be that highly successful. Like CP changed his game.
But
bro.
They did.
CP
they did.
Really attacked. Really though. Stayed. All, no, but that's the crazy thing.
Turn.
CP really played. But they took a little bit of. But CP really played off ball though. He really caught the ball
but
off ball
that.
And attacked. Like, he really played differently.
But you understand that, Noah. But people don't understand is CP is a veteran guard. He's played in USA basketball where he's
USA basketball is a different situation. We're going to smack everybody. Yes, it is, because we're going to smack everybody. There's no pressure. There's you out there having fun.
Hey, listen,
It's different when pressure comes. Because when pressure comes, you start resorting back to your old self. Look at KD in that last series. When Steph, that's what I mean. When Steph starts to disappear and KD looking around and Klay ain't hunting his shot and all, and then he start resorting back to his old, oh my God, I need this ISO game. I need this ball. Pressure makes people start resorting back to them old self. In USA basketball, ain't no pressure for them guys out there.
That's not what I'm saying at all. That's not what I'm saying at all. You took USA basketball, that's all you heard. You didn't hear nothing else.
Yeah.
You did at all. And this is what my heart saying was.
I'm a great listener, ladies. Don't let them lie to you.
He took what he learned from USA basketball and he applied it to playing with James Harden in an up-tempo system. So it looked like he was really off ball, but honestly, he was catching the ball to make him plays. Nine times out of ten, when he caught it off ball and shot it, he was open. And most of the time when he played off ball, he caught it.
You should just lick your lips.
Yes, I did.
I just heard you lick your lips. That was disgusting. Continue with your story.
9 times out of 10, when he caught the ball, he was shot ready. Or the screen was coming from either Clint Capella coming over or PJ Tucker from the same side setting the pick. So he really didn't change his game. He just waited for the ball to come to him.
I'd have been mad.
It was more of a patience. People didn't think he had the patience to play off James Harden.
That's because James Harden dribbles the ball a lot. They made it work and shout out to them for making it work in all honesty, because I ain't gonna lie to you, before the season started, I was highly bashing that during talking about saying that was not going to work.
I wasn't the only one saying that wasn't gonna work.
Them
and Kawhi was the only team that had them. Just because they had to spot up shooters for it to work.
Hey, and if the Lakers get rid of this Luol Deng contract, man, we getting Kawhi too. We're going Kawhi, PG, and we just got to get rid of this Luol Deng contract.
You in this imaginary fantasy land you living in.
That's all we got to do. Get rid of this Luol Deng contract. We Gucci.
Y'all only getting PG, and y'all getting DeMarcus if y'all was.
What you mean? We getting Bron Bron too. He coming out to L.A. He gonna start his career after. He coming out there to start his career after basketball. He trying to start his career after basketball.
Man. He not coming he out going, there. You understand me? Listen, if he go to L.A., that'll be next year.
He gonna
find a team. He could chase it with one more time. He gonna see if he can beat it one more time. And if they three-peat, it's over with. LeBron going to L.A. and him can see it to me.
I honestly really don't think he's coming to L.A.
Next year is really his only chance to beat him. After they three-peat, it's over with. There's no more discussion of how good LeBron is. Now we're talking about, damn, KD did what LeBron couldn't.
I'm not talking about Jordan Kobe era now. I won't allow you to spew that type of negativity over these airwaves. We're not talking KD. We're gonna say the Warriors. Yeah. Damn the Warriors.
Hey, KD.
Hey, damn those Warriors three-peated. Man, those Warriors might be the greatest team of all time.
They ain't three-peat to KD. Hey,
those Warriors. Every year.
Who? And that's one thing I got respect about that man. That man took them from chasing rings to making sure we get them every year.
I don't got respect for that man.
And that's how I felt about Kobe and MJ mentality. They went from oh yeah, I want to chase the ring. I want to chase it to I want to win this bitch every year. I feel like if they're able to three-peat,
I don't know if people that are listening to this gonna buy into that BS, but you ain't selling the truth, that. Man. You ain't selling that over here. The truth, you got to move to. Hey, you got pull. You, Hey, you got to move to another market to sell that one.
Can never do.
Hey, you got to move to another flea market to sell that one, man.
And that's why LeBron.
We ain't buying none of that nonsense over here in this flea market. But thank you though. Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you, man. We appreciate you. We appreciate you selling that package, trying to sell that package over here, but we ain't buying none of that.
That mentality that I want win a ring every year.
We ain't buying none of that.
I ain't come here.
We ain't buying none of that over here, man. Hey, listeners, I need y'all to tell him we ain't buying none of that over here.
6, 7.
Tell him we ain't buying none of that over here. Now he trying to bend.
LeBron had that.
Oh, wait. Steve Kerr talking.
Chris Bosh and Wade and them.
Hey, Steve Kerr talking.
Answering questions.
I like Steve Kerr interviews. Steve Kerr talking.
That nigga went 2 for 2, bum ass nigga. Talking about 7 rings. Who the fuck you thought he was? Nigga, he ain't got the mentality to win 7. Nigga.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We talked a lot today. This finals is wrapped up. I mean, I don't think anybody else. Like, I don't think anybody else thought that this finals was going to be anything else.
I'm upset. I wanted them to sweep. I wanted them to sweep Houston. I'm mad they let them off the hook that game 3.
I mean, but like we all thought at the beginning of the year. There's not much to say about this because, like, we all thought at the beginning of the year, we thought that Houston and Warriors series would be the championship, and that whoever poor soul showed up in the NBA Finals was just going to take their L on their head and go about their day. And that just
seems to be.
Yes, we did. Shit.
No, I did not see this.
You didn't then. You talk about
not,
yourself.
Not the beginning of the year. Not the beginning of the year.
Yes, we did. You saw that sweep coming. They didn't get what you mean.
If Kyrie was healthy with Boston, they would have got one game.
Oh, you talking about the wait. You talking about if Boston was in the finals?
You said the beginning of the year.
Yeah. Oh, but I never had Boston in the beginning of the finals though. I guess, once again, I never had Boston in the finals though. I had Cleveland in the finals all the whole time.
I had Cavs. I'm talking about from the East.
I had Cavs with Boston in the semifinals, but I never had Kyrie or not, I never had Boston beating the Cavs in the finals this year. I felt like the young boys was too young. Now, honestly, I might have been proven wrong because this year they were tough on their own. But I thought the young boys was too young this year. I thought they were too young this year, and that next year would be.
I'm glad I didn't have to force that out of you because I definitely was going down that path. But I'm glad you openly admitted that. And I appreciate that, man. That's a lot of maturity out of you, man. Admit to your
fault.
I'm proud of you. Man.
Don't try your BS because there's a lot of reasons why them young boys showed up. They had to show up, first of all. And,
I agree.
And you know from the beginning, I told you I've been screaming Jaylen Brown, baby Wade, and I've been screaming he's the number one option if he go anywhere else.
He's the new
generation baby Wade. Everybody got to be a guard, you got to be knocked down now in this generation. You got to shoot the Trey ball. Wade didn't have to shoot the Trey ball when he came around. But he used baby Wade. If he went to any other team, if he went to other team where he had to be the number one guy, he would shine and be baby Wade. And I told you that Jaylen Brown, I mean, I watched every single game of your boy, of Jason Tatum. I watched every single game courtside. And I told you he was NBA bucket ready from the rib. He was baby mellow. He was NBA bucket ready right now. I was scared about him being able to defend one, and I was scared about him understanding how to play with other all-stars. He got lucky this year because Kyrie and Gordon Hayward wasn't there. Next year, he gets to make that big adjustment, and we're going to see my fear. We're going to get to see it next year if he can make that adjustment with Kyrie and Gordon, because I knew he was baby bucket. I knew he was ready. He was NBA ready to score, to put the ball in the basket when he was at Duke. He was NBA ready. I just didn't know if he'd be able to play with two other all-stars because he struggled to do that at Duke. But we shall see. But they growed up a lot this year. So maybe they can beat the King next year and get to the finals.
Hey, y'all, I want y'all to know, he said all this just to say that
I never had the Celtics Boston. In the final this year.
Huh? He never respected Boston.
This year, I didn't think they were ready. I didn't think they were ready this year.
And I kept telling that man that it was either the Cleveland or Boston, and it came down to it.
Yeah. It simply just came down to them shooting. What were they? What were they? 3 for 7 for 37 from the three or something like that?
They just got cold and was just jacking them.
But Brown, Terry, and I forgot who was the other guy combined with like 3 for 26 from three. Combined them three. It was just
probably Smart booty butt.
I don't disrespect Smart. Smart does as well. And I'm mad because Smart gonna want his money and he gonna, I hope he just don't take it from somebody like Sacramento and go take the money and run. But then again, if I'm him, I'm taking the money and running.
Why not, nigga? All the fucking All-Stars coming back next year. Nigga, no PT for you.
I know, I'm taking the money and chucking my deuces too.
That was the best thing that could have happened for him. The market opened up for his ass big time.
Facts, but
he's not a 3D player. He's a Tony Allen player who got the potential to knock down a few shots.
But that's it, man. Game 3 is over. Game 4 Friday.
No, probably getting swept. Game 3 not over. The finals is over.
The finals is over, ladies and gentlemen. Looking for we're gonna release that draft podcast soon. Draft June 21st. We're going to release that for you guys soon, tell you who our top 10 pick is. But I got to get up in 6 hours to go to work. So we're going to wrap this up. You got anything else to say to the people?
Nah, man. Going to stay for life, man. Y'all know what the fuck going on.
Oh, wow. That was the hoest shit you ever said in your life, dog.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, you can't leave.